A metal pipe is worse than a plastic. That plastic will give a little bit.
Yes.
That metal won't. It'll burst.
You really have a mess on your hands,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What would you call this thing that you would use if you were pouring some liquid into a narrow mouth bottle? You might stick one of these things in it so you wouldn't...
Funnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have, just use those around the kitchen or something like
that? Yeah, I don't have them out. Used to. I kept them, some big ones around my oil drums, around my mill. You burnt gas and oil in there. Run them, you know, and have them around there to pull gas in the tractor. I don't think there's that in here now that ain't done away with.
Right,
they'll break over that little spout door and then they'll throw it away.
Did y'all ever have a buggy?
Yeah.
When you drove the buggy, did you ever have anything that you crack around the horse's ears
and
make them go faster?
Oh, yeah, the buggy whip. I used to have a big black mare and a buggy was all I didn't have to have that. All I could do was just tighten the line and shake them a little.
Did you ever care anything about riding horses?
Yeah, I used to ride anything I kept. I've kept as much as 8 mules to work here, and I've got a hold of a few that people say, oh, can't ride so and so, but I did if I took a notion. If you stayed here, I rode. If you done what I wanted done.
Right. Yeah. What if you were riding on a horse or whatever, what would you say to them if you wanted to get them started?
Well, tell them to come up. A lot of people just
Well, what about if you were riding along on him and you wanted to get him to go faster?
Well, sometimes you'd have a spur on your heel, you know, and gouge him a little, and maybe you'd have a little slick. Back him a little bit. And a heap of them was trained where you just tighten up your bridle. And the tighter you held the bridle, the faster he'd go.
And if you wanted to stop him, you'd say,
whoa.
Yeah. About how long would it take him to stop at a full gallop?
Well, if they're trained to it, and oh, they'd just stop right now, just right quick.
Yeah. What'd you call those things that you held in your hand to guide him with?
Bridle reins.
Was it the same thing, like if you were plowing, what you held in?
Well, you had longer lines back to your plow, you know, call them lines.
I see. What about those things that you put your feet in when you rode a horse?
Stirrups.
Yeah. Talking about things that you, like if you went to the store in town, in Butler, and made some purchases, the boy would put them in a, for you to carry them home.
Bag? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to where they bag them now. Bag boys now.
Bag boys. And what we got there, is that a bee?
Nah, he's an old news bee. He won't sting.
Call him a what?
News bee.
Hmm. I don't believe I heard him call that before. Why do you call him a news bee?
I don't know. I guess that's what they call him. He just comes around and buzzing, you know.
Yeah. You know, say if you wanted to get some, I don't know, fertilizer or peanuts or something like that, it might come in one of these big old heavy, rough, coarse sacks, you know, made out of this rough material.
Croaker sack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would come in a croaker sack?
Well, I used to ship corn in it, and them, and then a long time ago when we got green coffee, it'd come in them sacks. It'd be thicker than just a common corn sack. And most anything you ship them. Cabbage and onions, they come in a kind of a thinner made sack, more opener. And then they wouldn't hold grain. Cabbage sack. onion sack when whole grain.
Say if a man wanted to go out and bring in some firewood, say as much as he could carry in his arm like that, you'd say he got himself a...
arm pull.
About how much would that be?
Well, just on how big a load he could have.